The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning, and welcome to the Sunday morning meditation and teaching here at IMC in Redwood City. For those of you who are in other time zones, good afternoon and good evening. Good night. Happy to have you all here. As we begin this meditation session, I want to evoke the idea for you that one of the great natural resources that are available to you are found within, in yourself. That you yourself are the repository or the source for a tremendous amount of valuable resources, support, capacities that everyone has, but some of them are not often tapped into, touched into. Many of them are not utilized, or we don't go to them for support. And that one of the functions of meditation is to, in fact, be able to access the natural resources, the natural, the Buddha called it the wealth that we have within that can carry us and support us in the life that we live. And so to the degree, for example, that we experience ease or peace or calm in meditation, that is actually a natural resource. It's actually a tremendously useful qualities to have present to support us, to nourish us as we live our lives. To the degree to which we learn equanimity and patience, compassion, generosity, love, all kinds of wonderful qualities that are in there. This is our wealth. This is the natural resources that are renewable resources. You don't have to worry about using them up. In fact, touching into them, evoking these things, are the very things that support them to grow and develop. So for the sitting today, the idea is to put aside, if best you can, your interest in other places, other things, other times, and really show up here. Really be curious, be interested in this. Plunge into this, the quiet inside and see what peaceful, ease, calm might be waiting for you that might be supportive for the day, the rest of the day, or the rest of the week even. So to take a posture that supports your ability to tune into yourself, to really be here with yourself in a attentive way, in a caring way. And classically, the instructions are to sit upright, partly so there's some strength, a quality of determination that yes, this is where I'll sit, this is where I'll tap into the natural resources that are available here for me now. And if sitting upright doesn't work for your body, if certainly you can sit in a chair and lean back, or some people even lay down. Whatever it is that you find is supportive for this process of turning inward. And then to softly, gently, close your eyes, and perhaps on the next few exhales, to also soften and gentle yourself. Soften and gentle your body. Maybe on the exhales, you can relax all the muscles of your face. perhaps as you exhale, you can soften your shoulders. Maybe becoming quiet enough that you can almost feel the pull of gravity on your shoulders. Quietly becoming aware of the weight of the shoulders, such a way that they begin to release. And then feeling what's going on for you in your chest. And maybe as you exhale, to relax and open, soften in the chest. And as you exhale, maybe also softening in the belly. Sometimes there can be a sense of release of the holding in the belly. And to whatever degree that you can, as you exhale, let the thinking mind become quieter. As if the thinking mind is settling into a place of quietude, a place where things are stiller and calmer. And if it works for you, become aware of the rhythm in your torso, in your diaphragm, your chest, your belly, the rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. If there's an expansion and contraction of the chest, the belly, maybe you can almost as if you're being swayed by the rhythm, by the oscillation of breathing in and breathing out. Certainly allow yourself to be receptive to the rhythm of the sway of breathing in and breathing out. Letting yourself become quieter. Quieter within so you can better feel and sense the physicality of the body breathing. Perhaps letting go of your thoughts at the end of the exhale. And in this space that's created or left over from letting go of thoughts, maybe the experience of breathing can fill that mental space. sitting here, becoming aware of whatever degree of settling you have, whatever degree of calming that's happening, whatever degree of quieting. And all these words are verbs. See if you can relax and open and allow for settling to continue. Settling into your body. Allowing for a calming to continue. Calming of your mind and heart. A quieting to continue. A quieting of thinking. Perhaps appreciating the experience of calm, settledness, quiet. Lean yourself into the place inside that feels quiet and calm and maybe still, stillness. Breathe with those qualities. Open to them. Let them become fuller. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to notice if there are any inner resources available to you, more so now at the end of the meditation, at the beginning. It might be a wellspring of, or a small little puddle of calm, or a place that's inside that feels settled, or perhaps it's a greater intimacy with oneself, intimacy with one's body from the inside out. Perhaps breathing is more easeful and relaxed, natural, a reference point for being at ease in this world. Perhaps there's a greater sense of generosity towards yourself, your experience, and even others. Maybe it's a little easier to have feelings of care, compassion, and kindness that are an extension of being a bit calmer, quieter. And whatever these or other natural resources that you're aware of within, see if you can turn them outward now to consider how they are helpful for you to support other people, to be an agent of good for the world. How is it that coming out of your practice, you might act on more kindness or generosity, express more compassion and care? And may it be so. May it be that this meditation practice we do is done for the welfare of everyone, for oneself, for others, and that it is a natural resource that we tap into that allows us to be of care for the world in a way that's easeful, relaxed, open, generous, in a way that itself is supportive for us, rather than being drained by caring for others. If it comes from some of this inner wealth, perhaps it'll make you wealthier. It'll expand within you these beautiful qualities, these beautiful natural resources. May all beings be happy. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be safe. May all beings be free.